38 degrees at 8:57. Time for a check on commodity markets, and we bring in Bill Mayer from Strategic Farm Marketing here in Champaign. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, it's been certainly a volatile week for stock markets here, Bill. What are we seeing in commodities here today?
Well, we picked up on some of that volatility, I think, and that's had some influence on our commodity markets. I believe we've seen some money come back over from the equity side of things into the commodities maybe a little bit. Right now, we've kind of had a pretty calm morning here, though. We've got the March corn at 364 and three quarters. That's down a penny. The December corn is at 394. That's down one. On the soybeans, we've just been pretty steady here, lower on the beans. March beans are at 984 and three quarters. That's down 3 cents. And the November beans are at 1001 and a half. That's down three. The wheat is weaker here today, with July wheat down four at 478 and a quarter. The livestock markets are mixed. We've got pretty much around unchanged, but we've got the nearbys trading up a little bit and the deferred is trading lower. The bean market was the interesting one yesterday because of the report there was kind of negative on beans. They decreased the exports on beans and increased the carryout numbers, and that was kind of unexpected by the trade, but yet the beans closed a little bit higher. So I think that tells us that we really have a situation where we're in a weather market, and I've said this a couple of times over the last few weeks. South American weather is critical right now, especially in Argentina, where it's dry and warm. They're expected to get a little bit of rain this weekend, some 2/10 to 1 1/4 inches. So that's going to be a factor, I think, as we come in Sunday evening here and start trading again, what they end up getting over the weekend. For the week, though, we've had a pretty good week. We're up 3 cents on corn, 6 cents on beans, and 6 cents on wheat for the week. So we're going to should close with a positive week, I believe.
All right, Bill. Well, thanks for the update. We appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
That's Bill Mayer joining us from Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. And your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, if you're headed north, quite a bit of snow in the Chicago area, but around here, mostly cloudy skies and warmer temperatures today with a high of 40 degrees, south wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, cloudy skies, a chance of light freezing rain or snow, a low of 25. Could see a little light freezing rain or snow tomorrow with the high of 27. Then light snow likely tomorrow night with a low of 20, and light snow likely for Sunday with a high of 25. Less than 1 inch of accumulation is expected. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 38 degrees at 9 o'clock.